אנגלית שאלון ז', מודיול ג', גרסה א', קיץ תשע"ע, 2010. הוראות מיוחדות. 1. עליך לכתוב את כל תשובותיך בגוף השאלון במקומות המיועדים לכך. 2. כתוב את כל תשובותיך באנגלית ובעת בלבד. אסור להשתמש בטיפקס. 3. בתום הבחינה אחזר את השאלון למשגיח. ההנחיות בשאלון זה מנוסחות בלשון זכר ומכוונות לנבחנות ולנבחנים כאחד.
Part 1. Access to information from written text. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 7. Playing with science. Science may not be every student's idea of fun, but if the Association of American Scientists, AAS, has anything to say about it, this is about to change. In an effort to boost the number of high school students who opt for advanced science classes, the organization has just launched an innovative video game for teaching science in schools. Called Bug Attack, it is similar to many of the games on the market which involve doing battle with a dangerous enemy. Players have to save the life of a patient suffering from a severe infection by fighting bacteria. They not only learn how the body's immune system works, but also apply their newly gained knowledge in treating the patient. Bug Attack is merely the first in a series of video games the AAS is planning. We want to introduce students to scientific concepts in a way that will interest and challenge them, explained AAS President Dr. Henry Davis. Despite major revisions to the syllabus, the last 20 years have seen a steady decline in the number of American high school students who go on to study the sciences at university. Clearly, a totally different approach is needed, said Dr. Davis. And we have to act quickly before the shortage of scientists seriously affects healthcare, the economy, the environment, and so on. In fact, it could have a major impact on nearly every aspect of our lives. Though not yet in its final form, the new game has already been tried out in 56 high schools across the country, with nearly 1,000 more educators registered to evaluate it in the next phase of development. So far, the feedback from teachers and students has been overwhelmingly positive. I was really impressed. Even the best textbooks don't hold the students' interest as much as the game did, said biology teacher Ann Harris. Though her opinion was shared by the majority of participants in the trial, praise for the project has not been unanimous. Professor Wendy Cowan of the Education Department at Miami University, for instance, cautions that video games create an overly simplistic picture of what happens in real-life situations and are therefore often misleading. This is doubly problematic with Bug Attack given its educational purpose, she says. Professor Cowan also expressed the concern that students who learn largely through games might not be adequately prepared for university, where textbooks are the primary source of information. Dr. Davis believes such misgivings may be allayed by further research. If we can prove that the benefits of the AAS program outweigh whatever negative effects there might be, he said, the project could provide an inexpensive solution to a serious national problem. It remains to be seen whether or not American schools will be persuaded to give the new method a try. Judging by their response so far, however, students would definitely welcome the change. Answer questions 1 to 7 in English according to the article. In questions 1, 2, and 5, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. What is the AAS trying to change? Lines 1 to 9. 1. The subjects taught in science classes. 2. The method used for testing science students. 3. The kinds of games that are used in science classes. 4. The way the sciences are taught in high schools. 2. We can understand that in Bug Attack, the student plays the role of Lines 1 to 9. 1. The bacteria. 2. The patient. 3. The doctor. 4. The teacher. 3. What does Dr. Davis explain in lines 10 to 17? Give two answers. Complete the sentences. 1. He explains what, mmm. 2. He explains what, mmm. 4. Complete the sentence. Ms. Harris and Professor Cowan are mentioned in lines 18 to 30 in order to show, mmm. 5. Which of the following could be the subject of the further research mentioned in line 31? Choose your answer according to information in lines 18 to 30. 1. Which of the AAS games could also be used by universities? 2. What training teachers using the AAS games should receive? 3. How the AAS program can simplify the teaching of science? 4. How the AAS program affects students' ability to use textbooks. 6. What can we understand from Dr. Davis about the AAS project? Give one answer, lines 31 to 36. Complete the sentence. We can understand why, 7. According to the article, what is the national problem referred to in line 34? Part 2, Written Presentation. Write 120 to 140 words in English on the following topic. 8. Your school newspaper has asked students to write on the following topic. Do you think the government should limit the advertising and sale of junk food in the same way that it limits the advertising and sale of cigarettes and alcohol? Write a passage for the newspaper stating and explaining your opinion. Use this page and the next, numbers 5 and 6, for writing a rough draft.
Be'atzlacha.